1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Former President Jimmy Carter is in hospice care at his home in Georgia. Correspondent Peter King.
The Carter Center statement says the former president decided to spend his remaining time with family rather than in a hospital receiving further medical treatment for a series of health issues. Several years ago, he was treated for melanoma that spread to his liver and brain, but responded well. More recently, he's been in and out of hospitals several times. At 98, he's the oldest living former president in U.S. history. He and wife Rosalind celebrated their 76th wedding anniversary last summer, also a record for U.S. presidents. Peter King, CBS News.
In August 2015, Carter had a small cancerous mass removed from his liver. The Biden administration is facing backlash over its handling of the massive train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. FEMA arrived at the site Saturday, more than 2 weeks after that derailment. Correspondent Michael George.
The state's governor, Mike DeWine, says the EPA tested both the air and municipal water, and it's safe.
If you get your water from a private well, you're encouraged to use bottled water until your water is confirmed to be safe.
One local grocery says people are stocking up on bottled water.
This is worse than what everybody thought it was. And the people in town are afraid.
And it's believed some of the chemicals seeped into the river, the Ohio River, about 300 miles north of Cincinnati. But public utility officials in Cincinnati say they've shut down river water intake and there's no detected levels of chemicals.
Vice President Harris attended the Munich Security Conference to rally support for Ukraine. Correspondent Christina Ruffini is at the White House.
Speaking in Germany at the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris said if Russia is allowed to succeed in Ukraine, other nations could follow its bloody, brutal example.
Russia has committed crimes against humanity. And I say to all those who have perpetrated these crimes, you will be held to account.
But the longer the war drags on, the harder it will be.
In Florida, Miami-Dade County firefighters are still battling a blaze at a Doral renewable energy plant nearly a week after it started. Fire Chief Ray Judala.
We have encountered some significant challenges. I am, glad to say that, we have overcome them. And, we're hoping to have a resolution to the smoke, the smoldering smoke, in the next few days.
But officials there are asking residents, especially those with medical conditions, to remain indoors out of an abundance of caution. If people have to go outside, they recommend wearing a high-quality mask. This is CBS News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 28 overnight under partly cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 40 tomorrow. Lows level off around 20 tomorrow night, upper 30s Monday with a chance for snow, much cooler Tuesday with highs in the upper 20s. A dusting of snow Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 30.
Floating in the clouds. is gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. And there's people always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you.
Down. Would you turn around? Be here tomorrow.
hurts to hear that out.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is brand new music from Eddie Berth from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A double dip of Eddie Berth there. That was Shadow. The first song was called Blues Beat. Now, Eddie Berth sent us some music at maxincradio.com.
You know how that happened, Jimmy?
Well, hold on. The album is titled The Traveling Tin Sandwich, and is actually being released on February 24th. It's going to be available all over the streaming networks, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, etc. How did it happen, Rocker?
He got a hold of me. He wanted to play Atwood Fest, so I said, you know, wow, you're a local artist here in Wisconsin. Send us your music, too. So I heard about him through Atwood Fest booking.
Nice. I love the harmonica, man.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is. And I love his voice, too. We'll have to get him on the air here for a little chat and see what's what makes him tick, you know?
We're actually in the middle of scheduling him in the Devil's Lair, Jimmy.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that weird how that stuff happens?
It's crazy, man. Look at us. We're showing our poker hand tonight. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. She's got the sniffles. Get well, Terry. Gosh, Garnet. Hate those sniffles. Thanks to Rob and Emily from Weikert Realty Lake Point for coming in. Really great to meet those guys, and I appreciate all they do to support the Atwood Avenue area, Rocker. If someone wanted you as a realtor, how do they do that?
They could just go to Weikert-LakePoint.com, you know, or just send me an email, rocker@rockerrealty.com. And, of course, I'm R-O-K-K-E-R. I'm pretty easy to find, Jimmy.
How would you, I mean, if you're going to sell or buy a house, if you need someone on your side, Rocker is like the perfect candidate. He's a rock and roll star. He has vodka and whiskey.
They make great sales gifts.
He can judge your neighbor like, oh, you don't want to live in that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, oh, geez, Jimmy.
I'm not saying that.
But we'll certainly represent you, and I love negotiating for people. That's one of my favorite parts.
You're very good at it. Something else you're very good at is telling us what's coming up in the next hours here on Max Inc. Radio.
Jimmy, we have Catherine Capolero. She's from VO5 and Loving Cup, which is a Rolling Stones tribute right here in Madison. She's going to be talking about Catherine's art, her paintings, and the showing that's coming up at Weikert Realty. Fall to Rise, Betty Rise, we're going to be interviewing her from the Red Rooster. They're playing there live tonight. And Devil's Lair, Paul Flipowitz, he's got a new album, and he's going to be playing live music right here for us in the Devil's Lair. Acoustic, Jimmy, you never get to see Paul acoustic, I'll tell you that. And then Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K and Rocker, 10 p.m. We're reunited in heaviness once again. And we have an interview with Eric LaBrosse of The Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios, plus Essential Last Crack.
All right, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PART if you want to call us up, say hello, make a musical suggestion. We got some Sam Ness on the way. He's touring Europe right now. Maggie Shea is on the way. Jordan Story right now. Heavy Looks. This is Gaslight on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm afraid I'm close to change. I don't know. between wanting to be noticed and wanting to disappear. You kept me under lock and key. Now every night it's the same dream. Is it always gonna torment me? Haunted by my past mistakes. Not sure how much more I can take. Is it really better to burn out than fade away?
Jackie Ernst enjoying life out in Arizona, where she moved. This guy is touring Europe right now, Sam Ness. His song is called Press On from City Lights and Smoke on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I had a dream long ago in the desert shadowed lands. There I was told. And the roads were there, but the path was up to me. Trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. Never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. a string around my neck. I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold, I wish I'd seen it from the start.
Radio, we are local music. Got Catherine Capilaro coming in from VO5 in just a few minutes. Right now, the brand new one from Jordan Story, We Got High, on Max Inc. Radio. the brand new one from Jordan Story. We Got High, 2022 single there from Jordan Story on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. They have live music and awesome food. Check out the menu and the whole calendar at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News brief. Former President Jimmy Carter is at home under hospice care in Plains, Georgia. After his time at the White House, Carter worked with the charity Habitat for Humanity for decades, helping win homes into his 90s. CEO Karen Haycox.
He's funny. and he is one hard worker. He's the first one on the site in the morning and very often the last one to leave by the end of the day.
More fallout from the Ohio train derailment, which released toxic chemicals into the air. Environmental and consumer advocate Erin Brockovich.
There is so much confusion and so much information. And then reading something like this, I would tell you, I would certainly feel uncomfortable and not safe.
A fire has been burning for a week at a Miami renewable energy plant. County Fire Chief Ray Judella.
We have the fire basically smoldering in one final building. This is the trash pit located at the southeast area. It is one of the bigger buildings in the facility.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow.
This is Kat Capilaro.
I'm
talent that we kind of could for the Oregon, and we are optimized, you know, Carmen Edison. And the whole thing is just all about no big questions, really decision and spirit of when they fit. I'm going to forget exactly what Jagger wants to, but I'm ready that by energy.
They're
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.